From the Packers TV network, going end zone with the green and gold every week. This is Packers Live.
And welcome to Packers Live. Lance Allen alongside the voice of the Packers, Wayne Larrabee. And Wayne, this will be a tough show, so when the going gets tough, I'm just going to bail out and let you take it from here.
Yeah, the tough get out of here.
The weak get out of here. Yeah, but what do you say about a game where they had their chances, but yet they still fall short.
Hung
still
in there, and the Saints were a team coming in very hot, and the Packers had an opportunity to knock them out, unable quite to do it, although they got off to a good start. That first drive was very promising, especially the rookie running back Aaron Jones. Lance, I know after Sunday, he's no Sam Congato. He's not a one-hit wonder. He now has two 100-yard rushing games, and he accounted for 70 of the 75 yards in his opening drive at a 46-yard touchdown.
They came out running the ball, Wayne. It was emphatic that five plays, 75 yards, four of those were carries to Aaron Jones, and there you see the 46-yard TD. So clearly they wanted to run the ball right off the bat.
And you know, Lance, the offensive line did a nice job, especially on that opening drive of blocking, but there were several instances in that ball game where there wasn't much blocked, and he at least got 3 or 4 yards. So this kid has, he's got that natural trait, that knack for knowing where to go and how to find yards.
He's picked up on the schemes really, really quickly for a rookie. I know Brian Bulaga, and we'll hear from him later in the show, has really said nice things about Aaron Jones, about knowing what the blocking schemes are, picking out those holes and going through them.
No question about it. But Lance, we knew with Brett Hundley at quarterback and the offense obviously trying to figure out where they go from here, the defense would have to be resolute in this ball game. And things started out well for the defense in that first quarter. Now, New Orleans drove the ball all day, but their first two drives ended in interceptions.
Randall
beautiful
time.
Play.
Yep.
Demaryius Randall, third game in a row with an interception, read that play beautifully and just took the ball away from Brandon Cook. Now, you take a look at this right over here is Devon House. Another spectacular interception. People were saying, although the Saints gave him a couple of gifts. No, Packers earned those interceptions.
That was like a receiver. That was like a receiver-type interception for Devon House, dropping the people's elbow on that thing. I love that. Nice celebration. That's good. Got to break a rock reference out in there. But, you know, Wayne, the problem with it is that's great. You know, and I did have somebody kind of argue with me a little bit, like the one interception was in the end zone. But they had two first-half interceptions, and they didn't get any points out of that. You've got to make them pay.
We talked a lot about that in our broadcast the other day about and during the game, and that, you lament that. And you think it's kind of like in baseball. You leave four or five guys in scoring position, and you don't get them home in the first, second inning. That sometimes comes back to bite you. That's what I was worried about, too. But the interceptions happened deep in Green Bay territory, one in the end zone, and then one, inside the 10-yard line.
Correct.
So in that regard, you took points off the board for New Orleans, even though the Packers weren't able to capitalize. They had a long field to go.
It's been amazing to see Demaryius Randall come back, three interceptions, 3 weeks in a row, and then Devon House come back from injury, Wayne. That's quite frankly what they needed with a beleaguered secondary.
They really need these guys to stay healthy. They need Randall to get more consistent, and he has been more consistent in the last 3 weeks. I think we may be seeing that guy really develop. Devon House coming back, he's the veteran they got, a good size, cornerback who you can match up with some receivers who have some size. And then you've got to get Kevin King going, and I think that will happen as well. Once you do that, then you've got three cornerbacks that you can rely on.
As well as Josh Jones had a tough game, but Morgan Burnett, the quarterback in the back part of that defense, they need to get him
And there's no telling how much they missed him. You know, some of the miscommunication that happened back there, they had a couple of unscheduled defensive timeouts, if I'm not mistaken, in the game, and some of that might have been alleviated had Morgan Burnett been there. He is the quarterback of that defense. But, you know, Brett Hundley, it was about Brett Hundley. And Lance, at times, he looked pretty good. I thought he did some nice things with his feet.
He had his moments, definitely, Wayne. There wasn't some luck at times, but sometimes you have to make your own luck. And this one, pulling the ball down, you're going to earn some points with your teammates by sticking your nose in there, getting hit, but getting in for the touchdown.
The other thing he did, though, and again, the game plan was schemed to make sure Brett Hundley, don't put the whole thing on him.
Right.
Make sure he doesn't lose this ball game. And so in a lot of cases when he escaped the pocket, and he was sacked once, but he escaped at least two or three other sacks, he'd get outside the pocket. If he wasn't sure who was open downfield, he'd just throw the ball away. I understand that doesn't look good statistically the next day in the box score, but it saved maybe a potential turnover had he tried to force the ball downfield to somebody.
Do you think there was any part of the Saints that thought, okay, we're going to come back out and we're going to dominate the second half. Yeah, unfortunately, that's what they were thinking, outscoring the Packers 19-3 in the second half and scoring on every possession but the final kneel down in the second half. They really dominated the second half.
They dominated, you know, and I thought they would move the football consistently in the first half of play, and they had to be sitting there at halftime saying, hey, we ought to have 21 points on the board here. Mm-hmm. But they had seven. The second half, that was very telling, and that's the most disappointing aspect of this ball game, as Coach McCarthy said afterward. The defense couldn't get the Saints off the field, including three conversions on third downs in the fourth quarter.
485 total yards of offense for the Saints. All right, coming up next, we've got Chalk Talk with Larry McCarron showing how great that play was from Aaron Jones and the blocking involved in it. Stay tuned.
Packers Live is sponsored by Johnsonville, Mills Fleet Farm, Spectrum, and Cooper Tires.
Earlier, we showed you how the Packers jumped out to an early lead behind the running of Aaron Jones. In our Chalk Talk, Larry McCarron shows the total team effort that led to the rookie's 46-yard touchdown run.
The Packers' longest touchdown run in two seasons. We got to take a look at that beauty, and it's called a power play. And bottom line, the Packers like to build a wall somewhere in that area and have Justin McCray pull around it as a blocker and have Aaron Jones run around it. Simple as that. Now, power plays all imply a double team. And in this case, on this play, we're talking Jarre Evans and Brian Bulaga working on Sheldon Rankins. But watch Rankins. When he comes off the football, he's charging to the inside. The Packers do not have to devote two bodies to him. Jarre Evans can take care of that block by himself, so Bulaga can go up to the second level. Now, the next big block on this play belongs to tight end Martellus Bennett, and he's working against Cam Jordan, full-grown defensive end and a good one. But watch Jordan. When he comes down, he's crashing the inside as well. So now all Martellus has to do is expedite him, shove him down there, which he does. And remember that wall we talked about? Looking pretty good right now. And Justin McCray pulling around, 317 pounds of romping, stomping fury. And watch Justin. Pretty good look on A.J. Klein, the pride of Kimberly. And McCray's whole body is a weapon. He even picks up the guy coming off Jordy Nelson from the outside with his legs. Meanwhile, back at the tackle position, David Bakhtiari working hard on one linebacker. Brian Bulaga coming off on another. And look at this thing open up. I'll tell you what. Hey, diddle, diddle, Aaron Jones up the middle for 46 yards and a touchdown. What a way to cap the opening drive.
We got the running game going early today, and that's a positive. We made some good cuts, saw some good holes, and you know we were good on our combo blocks today. We got to keep that up moving forward.
He may go to the house, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Packers!
Larry, Dr. Seuss McCarron with that hey diddle diddle thing. I like that. But Wayne, it's good to highlight some guys that don't get enough publicity for their blocking. Martellus Bennett and McCray, Justin McCray, doing great jobs on that.
Justin McCray was playing in the, Arena League a year ago at this time. And, you know, now he's on a full NFL roster, 53-man roster, done a tremendous job. You know, the thing I like about him, and Larry mentioned it during our broadcast on Sunday, he fights. He keeps fighting and fighting and fighting and sustains.
Definitely a scrappy guy. All right, Rod Burks and Tom Silverstein will help us make sense of it as we hit the roundtable next.
Well, I mean, our passing game, we can sit here and pick it apart all you want. So just let's just blame on the head coach today, okay?
Okay, that's a solid way to start the round table. We have Rod Burks from Packers TV Network, JS Online's Tom Silverstein. And Tom, we're just going to ask you two simple questions right off the bat. So here we go.
Okay.
Team or scheme? Do you blame the head coach? He wants to take the blame there.
I'm always about players. I always believe it's more about players. I mean, I think a head coach can screw things up, but Not as much as the players can, and I'm always the one to give the players more credit than the coaches. When it comes to winning and losing, it's bottom line is your players.
Rod, you were talking about Brett Hundley's performance and things like that. Team or scheme? What are you thinking?
I gotta go with Tom. What's the coach gonna do? He's gonna go up there and say he's gonna take the blame because this guy's his first start, his first NFL start, and he did not do very well. He had a lot of open receivers that he missed. Mm-hmm. I didn't see him. He had confidence in the pocket. He did make that switch play on that 46-yard run by Jones, mm-hmm. but I think he struggled big time. And for a guy who's been in the system for 3 years, not to be confident in the pocket for this team, you can't have that when you're in that playoff conversation.
Well, let me ask you guys, was he allowed to do what he would normally do? I mean, it seemed to me like the game plan was constructed not to put the weight of the world on this quarterback's shoulders. And I guess what that comes out to being is, then do you give him the opportunity to win the game, or do you try to make sure he doesn't lose the game, Tom? That seemed to be what I kind of saw.
Well,
there.
I've heard that narrative quite a bit, but I don't know that you let him stand in there and just throw the ball 40 times
right.
per game,
mm-hmm.
especially when you've got a guy who's averaging 7.7 yards per carry behind him. Mm-hmm. If I have a guy who's, if I'm rushing for 180 yards total, I'm handing the ball off to Aaron Jones quite a bit, and he becomes my focal point, and then I work off of that.
And furthermore, there's a process going on here. Mike McCarthy is learning what this quarterback can do in a real NFL game. People say, well, he played all this time in the preseason.
That doesn't count.
Preseason doesn't matter. I mean,
right.
teams don't scheme at all.
Right.
So you don't get an idea
better
what a quarterback can do.
You can get better looks in practice than you can in a preseason
That's why
game.
Belichick goes and practices with teams every preseason. He goes somewhere and scrimmages against another team, not in a preseason game, but during the week.
And I'm not gonna clear McCarthy and his staff completely of this. They know this guy. They should know what works for him and what doesn't. So there is some blame on that side. They should have had a game plan that effectively used him. And I don't know about taking chances or throwing deep or whatever, but it wasn't as good of a game plan.
Here's what I saw. I saw a quarterback missing a lot of open guys, okay? Yeah. He missed Jordy Nelson. He missed Devontae Adams. And, and both of those guys, Nelson and Devontae Adams, did not talk after that game. The only one that spoke was Randall Cobb. Randall mm-hmm. Cobb came out and said, hey, Nelson was open. Adams was open. Mm-hmm. We got to do a better job with trying to get chemistry. But I think part of the problem was I think he's limited in ability. I think that he is limited as a quarterback in what the Packers do. I don't think he has the ability to throw it 40 times, like right. Tom says. And he has a hard time hitting the open guy.
Well,
the
accuracy is the issue. Aaron Rodgers can do.
Absolutely, yeah. And the accuracy is an issue. And the top four receivers, 6 catches, 54 yards, top of 14 yards. All right.
But they were targeted 15 times, those receivers.
Right.
There were only
true.
6 completions out of 15
targets.
Because
a lot of times the balls are going way up here.
And you got a long reach. All right. What does the team need to do to stay in the playoff hunt, do you guys feel, at this point? I mean, okay, we got a long way to go, but it's the bye week, and I'm sure the Packers are thinking, okay, we got to do something here. What are we going to do moving forward?
They got to run the football.
Yeah, trade for Tom Brady. I don't know.
I don't think that's going to happen, Spoon. Come on now.
I wrote that I believe that they have to start structuring around Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is the best player they have on offense right now because they can't get the ball to Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb. And until they can, he's the best player they have on offense. They got to be way better in the screen game.
That was terrible
in the screen game.
Right.
And that takes a lot of work. So that's something they're going to have to work on. And then they've got to find what Hundley, what his go-to play is.
Absolutely.
And get him onto that. I thought they should have played Geronimo Allison more.
Because they played together on the scout team. As soon as he got out there, he was looking for
him.
He was looking for him.
And once Allison dropped
that one, it seemed like that was the kind of the end, that the chemistry was not there and things like that. All right, we do have to pass the blame around a little bit and talk a little bit about the defense. And, Wayne, you hit on this perfectly. 8 of 15 on third downs converting for New Orleans. And it just seemed like for a while there, the Packers could not get off the field.
And the Saints converted 3 9 yards or longer third down opportunities in the game, including 3 third down conversions in the fourth quarter of play. This has been a big problem, Tom, for this defense to get off the field.
I can't believe how much they miss Morgan Burnett.
Yeah.
And it's either Clinton Dix is hurt or he can't function without Burnett. because he's not playing very well.
He's not the player, he was last season.
They've put that play calling on him.
And that defense was out there a lot. They get an interception, and they're three and out. I'm talking about the Packers. They get another interception, and they're three and out. And the defense is out there trying to make plays.
Right. I mean, it's not to make excuses for the defense, but you are right that when you're out there for a long time, you get tired, definitely. All right, for Rod Burks, Tom Silverstein, I'm Lance Allen, alongside Wayne Larrabee. And, of course, coming up next, we're going to talk about Aaron Jones and how Brian Bulaga feels like he's a great fit for the Pack. Stay with us.
Packers Live is sponsored by Menards, UW Health, and Toyota.
Welcome back on Packers Live. Aaron Jones gained over 100 yards for the second time in three games Sunday. It's not just the numbers, but the way Jones gets those yards that impressed right tackle Brian Bulaga. It's our Packers Extra.
Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
He's got an edge to him. He really does. I think he sees things very well. When they're not even open yet, he knows the blocking scheme, so he's able to set runs up and use that to his advantage and cutbacks. And when you got a guy that understands the concepts and the blocking scheme so well, and then with his quickness and abilities, he's able to do things like he does. And he puts us offensive linemen in good positions when we get up to the second level so that he can, you know, he brings linebackers to us. I mean, and as offensive linemen, that does a lot for us, so we can hold our blocks on the first level with those D linemen, get vertical movement, and then he brings those linebackers to us so then he can make cuts off that. When you have a guy that's patient and understands everything, that's key.
I think what's most impressive, Wayne, 131 yards on the ground, 7.7 per carry. I think any coach would be happy with that.
You know, he's got the natural instincts you look for in a great back. He sees the hole. He knows how to react. He knows if the hole is not there, where to bounce it. Mm-hmm. I think he's got great instinct. Larry and I on the broadcast on Sunday said, you know, there were times when there was nothing really blocked for him, and he got 3 or 4 yards. That's kind of a special guy right there.
And he also anticipates, Wayne. I mean, Brian Bulaga also hinted in the locker room about how even if the hole isn't there, he somehow knows it's going to be there by the time he gets to the line.
Timing is everything in any walk of life, and especially for a running back behind an offensive line, and he certainly has good timing.
All right, we'll get you ready for the Lions game after the bye week and also some other things that the Packers have going. Stay with us on Packers Live. Welcome back on Packers Live. Packers taking a week off before facing the Lions in a Monday night game at Lambeau Field. But, Wayne, I have to go back to Sunday's game for one of those little nuggets that we see occasionally. The NFL allowing celebrations again. So Devon House taking a page out of the Rocks routine and dropping the people's elbow. How did you call that, Wayne, on Sunday?
We didn't. It doesn't translate to radio, Lance, but I know you're a wrestling guy. I knew you appreciated that.
I like the theater of it. I can appreciate that. And then you had the bobsled routine earlier this year.
In Dallas, great, Wayne.
I know you're kind of like the fashion etiquette expert.
I really liked the bobsled. There was a lot of coordination to that right there, and I thought that was terrific. And these celebrations, it's been kind of nice to see them back in the game.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. And I know you've covered and called games for basically 40 years. So do you like the fact that the bobsled, the fun bunch, all that stuff kind of coming back in the
I like it as long as they're not, rapping against the other team.
Absolutely.
I like it if it's a celebration within the team, and I think that's a lot of fun. The fans like it too, and that's what this is. This is an entertainment business, and so they're entertaining.
No longer the No Fun League. And very quickly in the last few seconds we have, Wayne, Lions, bye week. What do you expect?
I think the Packers will come out maybe a little healthier, and I think they'll expand that offensive game plan a little bit, Lance. And I look for that to happen as they get more confidence in Brett Hundley, and he gets more confidence in what he can do.
Plus, they have an extra day with a Monday night game. For the voice of the Packers, Wayne Larrabee, I'm Lance Allen. We'll see you next week on Packers Live as the Packers go on a bye week. Thanks for watching, everyone.